Then we take the airwaves of this station to bring you another Way of Truth broadcast. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Avner Craig speaking, and we invite you to remain with us as we bring you the gospel on today's Way of Truth broadcast. There's nothing to turn back to. Well, you know, when the Lord saved me, He took me out of a horrible pit and from the miry clay, and he established my going by setting my feet upon a rock. And, beloved, it is true. There's nothing to go back to. Who wants to go back to a life of sin and wickedness and evil once they have been delivered, once they have been saved? No, if you have traveled the highway of holiness one day, you're too near home to turn back now. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege we have of being a part of the family of God, the privilege of being on that highway of holiness, the straight and narrow way that leads to life eternal. We know that this is possible only through your love and through the gift of your dear Son, so we give you thanks and we give you praise. We ask you to take our broadcast today and make it a blessing to each one in our congregation. For we ask this in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Our subject for today's broadcast, Enoch walked with God. And our text of scripture is Genesis chapter 5 and verse 24. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Enoch was a son of Jared, and a descendant of Adam through Seth. Enoch was the father of Methuselah, the oldest man that ever lived. Enoch was 65 when Methuselah was born, and he had other sons and daughters. Enoch lived on earth for 365 years before God took him. The Hebrew word might be rendered, Enoch walked and continued to walk with God. He had to face many things as he journeyed through life. You can't be a father and a family man and not have any problems at all. And I certainly do not say that disrespectful of family, because that's what God ordained. And what God ordained is just and right always. But I say you cannot be a father and a husband rearing a family without having problems. So I'm sure that Enoch had his problems and he had his trials and tests. But that does not change the fact that he walked with God. There are many ways to walk. We need to make sure the way that we walk is God's way. God will not walk with you in your way. And I repeat that, God will not walk with you in your way. The Lord said through the prophet Isaiah, your ways are not my ways, your thoughts are not my thoughts. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts. So we need to make sure that we are walking with God and doing the will of God, for that's really the only way that we can walk with God. Your ways are not my ways, he said. Therefore, we are told in the book of Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. We read in Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 23, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not within man that walketh to direct his own steps. Therefore, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So I say there are many ways to walk, but there's only one way to walk if we want to have God's approval and have eternal life. When there are more than one way before you, look to him and ask, which way are you taking, Lord? Trust in the Lord, direct him, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Again, there are many ways to travel, and there are choices that must be made. But if we will acknowledge God, he will direct our path in the right way. Abraham was commanded by God, walk before me and be thou perfect. Genesis chapter 17 and verse 1. Enoch and Noah are the only two who, it is said, they walked with God. And the verse of scripture that I'm using as a text, Genesis 5:24, tells us that Enoch walked with God and was not, because God took him. But just a couple of verses before that, it also says that Enoch walked with God. So there are two verses in this fifth chapter of Genesis that says that Enoch walked with God. And the scripture also tells us in the book of Genesis chapter 6 and verse 9 that Noah walked with God. The statement Enoch walked with God is stated twice, I say, verse 22 and verse 24 of Genesis 5. Now there was a man named Enoch who was the son of Cain, and Cain built a city and named it after his son. But it does not say that this Enoch walked with God. That's in Genesis chapter 4 and verse 17. The statement, Enoch walked with God, shows that his religion was genuine, true, and pure. What is godliness but walking with God? The ungodly and profane are without God in the world. They walk contrary to him, but the godly walk with God, which shows reconciliation to God, for two cannot walk together except they be agreed. So we read in Amos chapter 3 and verse 3. To walk with God is to set God always before us. It is to live a life of communion with God. It is to make God's word our rule and his glory our end in all our actions. So Matthew Henry said, and let me repeat that quote, to walk with God is to set God always before us. It is to live a life of communion with God. It is to make God's word our rule and his glory our end in all actions. Again, that's a quote from Matthew Henry's commentary. To walk with God means we are to be followers of him as dear children and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and hath given himself for us. So the Apostle Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Enoch pleased God, so we are told in Hebrews 11 and 5, there in that what we call the faith chapter. It tells us there that Enoch pleased God. And the way Enoch pleased God was by obeying God. Without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we read again in Hebrews chapter 11, and this time verse 6. Yes, it takes faith to be saved, and it takes faith to keep saved, and it takes faith to walk with God. We're told in the Old Testament, the just shall walk by his faith. That verse of scripture is quoted in the New Testament, just simply says the just shall walk by faith. But the Old Testament scripture says the just shall walk by his faith. So every one of us must have our own individual faith, faith in God. They that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, when we think about Enoch walking with God, don't think that everybody in that period of time was godly. Because we read on in the 6th chapter of the book of Genesis how the world was filled with wickedness and ungodliness, so much so that God was determined to destroy the world, the people of the world, and it was because Noah was a just man and walked with God that God saw fit to spare him and told him to build an ark for the saving of himself and his family. And so it takes faith, and we have to have this faith and walk with God even though there are doubters and mockers and scoffers on every hand. I'm quite sure that a lot of people made fun of Noah whenever he was building the ark, because it had never rained. The earth was watered with the dew that came up. And they didn't understand what Noah was talking about when God said he was going to send a flood upon the earth. But the Bible tells us in the last verse of Genesis 6 that Noah did what God told him to do, and he did it because he had faith in God and believed what God said. So we're not to think that everybody was righteous or holy or pure in the days of Enoch. There were sinners all around him, but that did not keep him from walking with God, from loving God and serving God. And beloved, we can do the same thing today, because the Lord told Paul, and he tells every one of us, my grace is sufficient for you. Where sin aboundeth, grace does much more abound. Yes, God provides us with the grace that we need, regardless of the circumstances of life. What we must have, I say, is faith in God, living faith, faith that really believes God and acts upon God's word and upon God's promises. Dead faith will not work. No, it takes live faith, faith that enables us to do what God said. Jesus told us that if we love him, we will keep his commandments. And if we love him and keep his commandments, walk with him, it is because we have faith in him. Christians are to walk as Jesus walked. And don't tell me that's impossible. For the word of God says, 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. And that's talking about Jesus Christ. He that saith he abideth in Jesus Christ ought to walk even as Jesus Christ walked. So by God's grace, it is possible. Christians are to walk as Jesus walked. And whenever we walk as Jesus walked, we're walking with God. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. No, we cannot live after the flesh and walk with God. We cannot live after the flesh and have life, spiritual life I speak of. It takes a justified state, a holy state to walk with God. And Paul said here in Romans 8 and 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. We are told, for we walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5, 7. Let me repeat that verse. For we walk by faith, not by sight. And I might add, not by feelings. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So Paul wrote to the Galatian brethren, as recorded in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 16. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. So Paul said, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16. Again, Saint 1 John, if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. The Apostle John says in that first chapter of 1 John that he had fellowship with God, and he had fellowship with Christ. And he said, I'm writing these things unto you so that you may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with God the Father and with God the Son. And he said, if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, Christ is in the light, then we have fellowship one with another. Fellowship is not something manufactured. It's not something man-made. Fellowship comes as a result, first of all, of having fellowship with God and fellowshipping Christ. And if we have fellowship with God and we have fellowship with Christ, then we should have fellowship with others who are walking in the light, who are living the Christian life. And beloved, fellowship that is heaven-born is indeed sweet and precious. God said through Paul that the Lord has raised us up from the life of dead state of sin to life in Christ. And he has raised us up together with Christ and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So fellowship comes by knowing God, by knowing Christ, and by being a Christian, living the life, walking with God, even as Enoch did. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Where did God take him? Where did God take him? The reward of walking with God is that he shall take us unto himself when life is no more for us here on earth. Jesus said in that beautiful prayer, John 17 and verse 24, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou hast loved me before the foundation of the world. So Jesus Christ prayed that we would be able to be with him. So whenever God took Enoch, he took him to be with himself. If Enoch could walk with God and live a holy and a godly life without the written scriptures, surely we can in this age when we have the written word of God and the Holy Spirit to lead us. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We read in the book of Micah, chapter 6 and verse 8, He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. If you will do that, you will go where Enoch is today. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We trust that the scriptures and thoughts that we have brought you have been a blessing to your spiritual life. If so, we invite you to write us and let us know. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. Our fax number is 301-739-7173. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You may read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage. You may also join us in our services, for they are broadcast live over the Internet. Again, our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for tuning our way, and we'd like to invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the blessings of heaven rest in and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.
In sorrow I wander, my spirit oppressed, but now I am happy, securely I rest. From morning till evening glad carols I sing, and this is the reason I walk with a King. I walk with a King, hallelujah. I walk with the King, praise His name. No longer I roam, my soul faces home. I walk and I talk with the King. For years in the fetters of sin I was bound. The world could not help me, no comfort I found. But now, like the birds and the sunbeams of spring, I'm free and rejoicing, I walk with the King. I walk with the King, hallelujah. I walk with the King, praise His name. No longer I roam, my soul faces home. I walk and I talk with the King. O soul near despair in the lowlands of strife, look up and let Jesus come into your life. The joy of salvation to you he would bring. Come into the sunlight and walk with the King. I walk with the King, hallelujah. I walk with the King, praise his name. No longer I roam, my soul faces home. I walk and I talk with the King.